Let's talk about a Rosa. All right. I'm excited about this tequila. Elevation 1250. This is a phenomenal tequila being made out of Hacienda de Ora in Matatan, NAM 1522. Master distiller, Ileana Partida, one of the nicest people I've ever met. And fourth generation master distiller. She's absolutely killing it. So this is a tequila that they actually, it's a Blanco. They actually aged it for 2 weeks in some Napa French oak red wine barrels. So since it's only rested 2 weeks, it's still considered a Blanco, but look at how much red color that red wine imparted into this tequila. All right, let's pop that out. First pour out of this one. All right, so this is Valles Agaves. They use a high-pressure autoclave. They use a roller mill. They use deep well water there. Their water tastes absolutely amazing. Some people are like, oh, high-pressure autoclave, stone oven. I'm going to tell you that I've eaten the agave out of these autoclaves right there at 1522, and it's absolutely amazing. Some of the sweetest agave that you'll ever have. So when it's done right, it's done good. It tastes amazing. And Ileana knows how to make amazing tequila there. So after that autoclave, it's going through their roller mill. After the roller mill, they're going into spontaneous open air fermentation in stainless steel tanks. And this distillery is in a great area of the town. There's lots of vegetation around it. There's some beautiful trees just right in their courtyard. That's all imparting things to help that yeast grow and really giving it a terroir of the area. So let's dive into this open fermentation, twice distilled product. Wow. On the nose, you get that cooked agave, but you get a little bit of pear, some nice spices, a little bit of funkiness. When I say funkiness, it's in a good way. It's hard to explain. It's got this not really a malolactic funkiness where it's really strong, but just this nice creamy smell. Very little alcohol in the nose. The first nose I got a little bit. The second one is pretty much gone. It's got great legs on the glass too. Yeah, that's a complex nose. You do pick up a little bit of oak in that smell as well. Let's dive into this one. Let's go. Cooked agave. That pear is there that I got in the nose. There is a, wow, it's really well balanced. It really gets your whole mouth tingling. It's got a nice warm finish. I get a little bit of the barrel notes. It's got a dryness in the mouth as well. The sweetness is really good too. Kind of, I want to say a little bit peppery in the finish, but it's not really pepper. It's just kind of spicy and warm. That's really awesome. A cooked agave is really nice and strong. So really, really agave forward. But there's some stone fruit in there along with that peach that gives you this really nice flavors. Almost like I've had a tequila that's rested in a sherry barrel where you get this real fruity flavorness in it. And then the dryness comes in there. And don't get me wrong, there's some minerality in there too. You pick up that 1522 kind of thumbprint of minerality. This is a great tequila. This is a complex tequila too, where I really think if you're a wine drinker making the step into tequila, there's enough flavors in this that I think you would really like it. So definitely check this one out. Elevation 1250. Like I said, my friend Ileana Partida, master distiller, NAM 1522. I'll stick a website up here. Also, I'll put some of their social media up here, and maybe you can find this bottle. One thing nice about it did come in a little hotter than a regular tequila, although it didn't drink like it was. So this is 42 ABV, so 84 proof. Didn't taste that in the taste of it. Drinks really easy, drinks light, it's very clean. So Elevation 1250. This is one that I'm working on setting up a brand interview with so we can kind of talk about their process and how they came up with the tequila and how they got the opportunity to work with Ileana Partida. So let me know if you've had this tequila. Let me know what you think about it. If you haven't, look for it. It's a great one. Like, comment, share, all those wonderful things. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.